hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave Talk Radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And again, folks, as... well, I see I'm looking at truthtellers.org. Finally, Alex Jones had Ted Pike on his radio program. I am very glad to see that. My goodness. At any rate, S-909, call your Senate tomorrow, 877-851-6437. If you go on truthtellers.org, there is a list. If you don't know who your state senator is, or state senators are, there are two of them per state, folks. It's not a whole lot of them, only 100 of those little critters out there. Call them. Pat Leahy and Senator Reid, they're behind this thing. If you don't know who your state senator is, go to truthtellers.org, look up your state senator, call your state senator. Hey, it's a toll-free number. Call Leahy's office, call Reid's office as well. You people that are against, you know, hey, I got an idea for you. You people that are against the Afghan war here, which is heating up once again. Oh, Iraq, yeah, we're going to be out of there soon. Yeah, when? No, we'll just take some of the troops we had there and we'll go into Afghanistan. You know, the Russians got to be laughing up their sleeve about this one. Because they're Vietnam. Remember, they rolled into Afghanistan back in the 80s? Remember that one? They have a pretty sophisticated, mechanized military, as we do. And they had their head handed to them, fighting the Mujahideen and whomever else. They got out of there. That was their Vietnam. So here we are. They got to be laughing up their sleeves, going, what does the United States think they're going to do? Folks, we need to be out of there. We don't have any foreign policy. We have a fully mechanized bullying policy. And whether we agree with these people and their religious beliefs, whether we agree with anything that they do or say, where is it that we were assigned to be the handmaiden for these people's supposed security? And if you notice something, we roll in someplace, we just blow the whole thing up. Where was all the money that was supposed to come back into Iraq to rebuild the country that we blew apart? We got rid of Hussein and his two sons. Oh, but then we had other problems. Then we had insurgents coming in from other countries, killing American soldiers. Why are we allowing American soldiers to be policemen walking around doing missions that they shouldn't be on? Military people are they're trained for one thing, and that's battle, to kill. So why are they involved in a policing action? Why are they going door to door? Why are they doing these patrols where they're nothing but available targets? No justification for it whatsoever. Oh, if you ask the current regime, well, it's to promote democracy. I don't know what democracy is. I mean, well, I do know what it is. If you empower and you have the opinion of 51%, you can kill off, degrade, make go away for all time the 49% that disagrees with you. That's democracy, not the rule of law. We'll be right back.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let's go to the phones here. Scott in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
For a Monday, not bad.
Good. It's good to have a chance to talk to you.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to Ted, and on July 10th, last Friday, Morris Dees gave a luncheon speech at the National Press Club. I happened to be up early one morning this weekend and watched it. It's on C-SPAN. If you go to C-SPAN, they got the events we're covering today.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of that, they have a date where you can put the date in.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in the 10th of July,
okay,
Morris Dees, speech at the National Press Club is on there right now.
Okay.
And he insinuated, if not one time, five times, six times, I don't know how many times, I have to go in and watch it again, enough that I was sick, of classifying our returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq as terrorists. And I'm not mincing any words, terrorists, that they have to be put in the category of white supremacist skinheads. John, not one time, three times, four times, five times. It's unbelievable.
Well, and of course, that is what he's parroting, is that release from Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, proudly put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about here is something that the ADL helped craft if they didn't write the thing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the ADL is pushing this, Abe Foxman, and yep. Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Dees has been at this since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And this little speech, if, you know, I'm sure Ted would have brought it up if he had seen this, and this happened Friday, and everybody needs to watch what Morris Dees said at the National Press Club to understand the level of vitriol against our veterans. Our veterans! And this guy, did you think he served this country? No way. But he can classify every single veteran. He made no exceptions whatsoever that every single veteran returning should be evaluated and considered a terrorist in waiting.
Now, I'm on C-SPAN's site.
Right.
Okay, where do I need to go?
Look at the events we're covering today. In the top right-hand corner, it says events we're covering today.
Gotcha.
And then at the bottom of that, just scroll down inside that block a little bit. It'll have a date at the bottom of that block.
I see no...
At the bottom of the events we're covering today, there's a little place for the date.
I don't see that here.
Yeah, it's right there. If you go, I'm on events we're covering today, and I'm going right down to the
and
bottom.
And what it says here, it says what we're covering.
Right. Well, just go to what we're covering today I've got.
No, it just says what we're covering, and that's period. That's it. Not what we're covering today, what we are covering, what we're covering.
I'm at C-SPAN video.
Okay.
I'm at C-SPAN.
All right, you need to...
C-SPAN video.org.
All right.
This is really important, or I wouldn't waste your time.
No. I understand that, but it's kind of a misnomer. I'm trying to guide people to this. So.
Right. Hold on. Yep.
Folks, here it is, cspan.org. That'll give you the main page. On the top banner, it's got scheduled, featured topics, C-SPAN series, C-SPAN websites, resources, live TV, radio. And right at the right of that, it says video library. If you click that on, that will take you to the C-SPAN video library. Let me see, events we are covering today block. Okay, I've got that.
Right, and exactly, John. Beautiful.
Okay. All right, I'm going to the...
right at the bottom.
Okay, and the date on that was?
You want to put 7/10/2009.
Okay, hold
Friday.
On.
Friday.
Hold on. 2009/7/10.
Yep.
Let me eliminate that, put in this, and there we go.
Hit update.
Okay.
And Morris Dees... Where are we? Now you got me on the wrong. I'm on the wrong page. And we go. Morris Dees is 1, 2, 3. There's two blocks with no picture, and then Morris Dees is the fourth one down. Prosecuting hate crimes.
Got it. All right.
John, beautiful. That's all. I'll leave you be.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate it very much. Don't know. Let me see here. And there it is. And I'll see if I can bring this up during the next break, see how long this is. And
now on hate crimes and extremist activities. You'll hear from attorney and civil rights leader Morris Dees, who co-founded the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama. He talks about his group's legal efforts to hold certain groups accountable for violent acts committed by their members. This event from the National Press Club is about an hour.
Okay. About an hour. I ain't got that much time. I'll review it, and we'll pull out the pertinent parts. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the heads up on that. This is being parroted out of Homeland Security, that these returning vets, neo-Nazis, skinheads, they could be and can be regarded as being terrorists. Okay. Gotcha, Morris. You know, Morris Dees, I'm surprised he even showed up at the National Press Club, or they even had this guy in there. I mean, here is a guy that has made a living out of scaring the hell out of people and drumming up money in support of many times fictionalized scenarios where we're just a cauldron of hate and we've got to do something about this. This is how this guy has built his portfolio, along with Mark Potok at Southern Poverty Law Center. And, you know, Morris, let me just say this. Mr. Dees, we have not forgotten the testimony that your wife gave in court. Maureen, remember your ex-wife? Remember her daughter that she had by a previous marriage? Yeah, the teenage daughter that you went after, tried to have sex with? This is not a joke. And I would just absolutely love Morris Dees to try to sue me over this one. I heard a radio program where somebody brought this up, said, I read a transcript of your divorce proceedings against your wife, Maureen. And we know who you are, and we know what you've done. We know what you did with, I think it was their 10th anniversary. Morris Dees took Maureen to the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C., along with one of his friends, and they wanted to have three-way sex. But more importantly, he wanted to do this with this other guy in front of his wife. Okay? Now, maybe Morris has a stake in this because he doesn't want to be singled out and he doesn't want people saying hateful things about him. You see, it's just all open. We can do whatever we want to whomever we want, anytime we want. Geez, I thought there were state laws in the books against going after minors. Now, this can't be classified as being his blood, but it certainly could be classified as attempted rape, if not rape, against his stepdaughter. See, Morris has this lineage that a lot of people do not know about, and they will not talk about this on mainstream media, because here's one of the people involved with the Anti-Defamation League, if you can believe this, that they're using as a resource for this fictionalized hate industry that's going on in this country. And folks, let me make this clear. We know there's neo-Nazis out there. Are the neo-Nazis any great threat to this country? No, they're not. Are they any great threat to homosexual groups? No. But a lot of them are on the federal payroll themselves. Do you understand that? Provocateurs that are going into these organizations, causing all kinds of turmoil and harsh feelings and everything else, only to bring about legislation to go after these people. They are nothing. They are nothing. The Nazi party in this country is nothing. The neo-Nazis are nothing. The people that are stuck with their own hates and prejudices, pile them all up on top of each other, they amount to next to nothing. But the point is that we have laws on the books to deal with people that want to harm other people. They're already on the books. This hate crime legislation is to be used, as they say, in the public realm, especially in politics, and for other purposes. They will shut down talk radio. You start talking about the homosexual issue, they'll shut you down. But more importantly, the civil lawsuits that will be allowed to flow through to eat out your substance. Once you're targeted, you might have a dozen or so groups that are concerned with you whipping up public sentiment against these protected groups or the groups that we want to protect. So you as an American, if you don't like the idea of homosexuality, that you're going to lose your right to your opinion to express it publicly on a soapbox, on a street corner, on the airwaves, it's not going to matter. Those who hate the truth seek to restrict those that wish to speak. They're the real haters of the truth. Want to talk about biblical stuff? You're going to be precluded from that because you know what? The ADL doesn't think much of Jesus Christ. What do you think of him?
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Declaring independence.
Yeah, let me see. When Mel Gibson did the movie Passion of the Christ, oh my goodness, ADL and the Jewish community, which it wasn't the whole Jewish community, well, they were just all up in arms because Mel Gibson is an anti-Semite and he's going to crucify Jews. Well, you need to know the history of that, and if you don't, go look it up. The Pharisees of the day had an in with the Romans. Here come this guy by the name of Christ that was preaching something else, preaching peace. They became a threat. So, let's just hang him up. Let's just kill him. And if you read the Bible, if you read, really read the Bible, you understand how the Pharisees, how they operate and how they still operate to this day. You know, this is no secret, folks, that the ACLU, card-carrying lawyer communists that they are, and that's not a joke. These were literally card-carrying members that started the American Civil Liberties Union. Do you want to know why they're always involved with cases of the separation of church and state to separate Jesus Christ and Christianity from this country? But it's a separation of church and state. No. What it is to get Christianity out of the public school system, to prevent prayer. I mean, even to the point that you can't have baby Jesus in the manger around Christmas time. Oh, but, okay, well, we'll settle maybe for a menorah. If you put baby Jesus up there, you got to do the menorah too. Why? Excuse me, this is a Christian nation. Less than 2% of the population are Jewish. And way less than that 2% of the entire population of this country go to synagogue. And by the way, while we're on that subject, a lot of these hate crimes that are perpetrated against synagogues, guess who they are? ADL sanction groups or members themselves to further build up, oh, there's mass anti-Semitism going on in this country. No. And here's another mask behind this. This is where the secular, non-believing, I don't care who you are, what you are, people are hiding under the umbrella of Semitism to be afforded protection while they continue to do their dastardly deeds, to undermine culture, to undermine family, to undermine the Christian standing. By Supreme Court ruling, by the way, I add. That said, well, yes, this is a Christian nation. But here they are constantly undermining that, calling people prejudiced and hateful. Well, if you take a look at the Zionists and their agenda, I can think of no more exclusionary, hateful, racist group of people on the face of the planet. The very people that are out there promoting under the banner of anti-racism that we're going to take care of it for you. Don't worry, we're going to eliminate hate on the face of the planet. No, they're only going to protect the groups that the rest of the Americans are really angry with. Not to the point of killing them, destroying their property or anything else. Anybody that does that's a yahoo anyhow. But they're still subject to state law. You can't do that to people. You just can't do it. George in Texas. Hello, George. George, you there?
How you doing, John?
Fair to middling, mostly good.
Yeah, you know, about these hate crime laws, and some people think, oh, it's just if you go after homosexuals. Well, suppose, like, Obama tries to pass amnesty, and everybody comes out in mass and says no to illegal immigration. Then we're going to be considered anti-Hispanic. Might hurt the feelings of those illegal immigrants because we demand our laws to be enforced.
That's right. Now you're starting to catch it.
And also, too, it's... you know, even I talked to one police officer who's deputized in the police department, also a member of the federal U.S. Marshals, and he sits there and goes, oh, common sense will prevail over these hate crime laws. I'm like, when does the government ever use common sense?
And for other purposes. Watch that, and for other purposes.
But also, too, it's this ridiculous hate thing. You know, in Houston, Texas, there's a big controversy, two controversies. One firefighter had a noose in his locker, you know. I mean, when I was in high school, I had a noose in my locker. He said, you break in my locker, you die, you know what I mean? It was a noose. And
yeah.
I was in a mixed-race school, and nobody really cared.
Yeah.
And yet somebody had their feelings hurt because they saw a noose in somebody's locker. Then he had these other two, one black woman and one other woman, saying that the vendor making sexist jokes. And here comes rolling to the rescue Sheila Jackson Lee, who's a big pillar of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, this nonsense has to stop.
Well, and you said you were in a mixed school. Did you have friends that were another color other than what you are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what I see here, rather than us being all inclusive, race, you know, color, creed, all that, abiding and flying under one banner here, and truth and justice for all, what we see is the hyphenated groups out there still trying to fracture this society, this culture, by special dispensation. I still don't know what an African American is to this day. I know what people of African descent that come to live in this country, that love the land, love the law, and want to live under it and want to be treated equally. That I understand. Hang on a second. We got a break, George. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, George, they've done such a fine job of administering and creating law in Washington, D.C. for all of us. I'm not going to bend to it. If you coerce somebody, if you are there for public opinion that you want the government to change something, I thought this was our government, and we had representative government, and we didn't coerce our legislators or our Congress critters or our senators, we would simply want them to do the bidding of the state or the people. More importantly, the people. So if I do a radio program that coerces or is seen as coercion or intimidation, more importantly, like the program that I just did last hour with Reverend Ted Pike, under the hate crimes legislation, I could be shut down and or fined and or jailed. So, hey, George, I'll take my chance with reasonable people out there. And I've always been an advocate of people. You cool your jets. Don't think that you're the end-all be-all to the ills that face society, and don't take the law into your own hands.
I just want to part one thing. I saw I have a little disciplinary things I have to face with my job. I passed out an Obama deception to a person, a Hispanic person, And it was now, it was just between me and him. He's not all riled up. It was just this other black person sticking his nose in my business, mm-hmm. called the company thing, and now they're deciding whether to leave me on or fire me because I went into the district manager's office. I told him I ain't making no statements. And they told me, oh, if I just cooperate, you know, this all will go away. And I just said, I know from experience, every time I spill my guts, you take my words and use. So.
Yeah. No, so hey, no, like, hey, look, I ran a place I get my hair cut at, okay, up here in Round Rock, Texas. There was a gal, and she was black. And before Obama got the presidential nod here, you know, I was talking about Obama and what he represented and all this. And before this, she was just all friendly, always spoke to me. Well, I was talking actually to another person. I wasn't talking directly to her, and evidently she overheard my conversation. And I was against Obama, not because of the color of his skin, but because what this guy represents. As I've said repeatedly on this program, I don't care if somebody wants to run for presidency as long as they're going to be a staunch ally of the Constitution and protect the rights and the interest, the real, not the corporate interest, but the interest of the individual here in this country. I don't care what color he is. But ever since I spouted off about Obama, this woman looks at me with disdain, will not speak to me, and she's an intelligent woman who used to work for Dell right here in Round Rock and saw fit because evidently she didn't like the employment there, saw it, she was better off cutting people's hair, and you know, that was her choice, but will not speak to me because of my opinion about Barack Obama. Which really fascinates me to no end.
Well, like I say, one thing you're learning when you're up against some of this PC stuff, my advice to people is don't cooperate and don't make a statement.
There you go.
If you're innocent, let them try to prove it. They hate that.
There you go. Thanks, George.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Wayne in Canada. Hello, Wayne.
John, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, you know, well, I'm doing fine until I have to hear that you're up against another battle with the ye old hate speech law, but more particularly the manner in which they're looking to bring it about, hiding it amongst the bill, and I guess if you don't have a fine-tooth comb, you never find these things out.
Until it's already passed and too late.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess I'll pick up on a comment that you made that could be fined, jailed, or otherwise shaken down by the thought police. It's not could be, John. You will be. There's no question about that. We've experienced that here.
What particular statement did I make that maybe under Canada's law I could be jailed?
Well, what I'm suggesting, the word could be, in light of the experience of people here in Canada, Ezra Levant, who published a magazine and did show the Danish cartoons, barely got away with his skin, having spent $100,000 for his own legal defense up against the Human Rights Commission. The Reverend Bovair here in Red Deer, Alberta, who has been muzzled for ever mentioning anything with respect to what the Bible says about homosexuality. And there are dozens of cases like that here.
Right.
But I did want to comment so that your American listeners understand the severity of what's actually coming down. The Canadian Human Rights Commission, which by and large administer the hate law, already have a 100% conviction rate for censoring prosecutions, and no one in 32 years has ever beat the rap. So that's hard to believe when you learn that truth, fair comment, and honest belief are not legal defenses in human rights hearings, such that they operate more like a kangaroo court than they do a civil and or criminal court, just as you're suggesting that they're already remedies under the law.
Right.
Now, another vaguely written piece of censorship under the Human Rights Act is Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act that says it's an offense to communicate anything that is likely to expose a person to hatred or contempt. So the word... Yeah, you caught the word there,
yeah.
Likely.
Yeah.
So it's not a question about what you said or perhaps intended. All the human rights commissions have to do under hate law is to prove that what you said might cause one person to have hard feelings about another.
Yeah.
So it's just really, we're talking about speech crime. We're also talking about emotion crime. The other issue is the case of Ricci versus Stefano in the U.S. involving a group of white firefighters who had to sue the city of New Haven after it annulled exams testing candidates for possible promotions.
Right.
Simply because more whites had passed in minorities. Well, is that not a reverse form of discrimination and hate, whereby, you know, I think it was Sotomayor also who happened to weigh in on this decision, as I recollect. So all I'm suggesting here is the Reverend Ted Pike is back on for a reason. I think, again, this is 11 years that you folks have been fighting this. I can only ask that your listeners take up the fight and keep making sure that these laws do not go through, because the next time you open your mouth in a crowd and you say something that's wrong, you could find yourself in a completely different lifestyle that you've never believed possible.
Yeah, and what these hate crimes are supposedly designed against are those haters that are going to amass groups of people that are going to, en masse, armed and, you know, dripping blood and everything else, are going to go after certain groups of people and annihilate them.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I can think of no better way to foster hate and distrust between people than to try to legislate the Orwellian type of keepers of the kingdom that say that they're going to prevent hate, or they're going to go after thought crime, which is basically what this is. It's an Orwell-style, right-in-your-face 1984 thought crime.
That's correct.
You know, so I appreciate, Wayne, you letting people in this country know that. I'm just waiting for the day that they block the site from Canada.
Yes, well, they probably will, John. And next time I call in, please address me in a more formal manner. Comrade Wayne would be more appropriate.
Dutifully noted, comrade.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
I know.
Jim in Arkansas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I got to apologize to you. I called in about an hour ago when Reverend Pike was on, but I just had to hang up. I hate doing that, and I hate when other people do it. But I wanted to maybe help set a couple of things straight on there. Maybe it's already been done because I haven't been able to listen for an hour. Regarding that shooting, that wasn't in Alabama. That was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as this fellow being a Muslim, he was a young fella, was rather dark complected, and he hadn't met Allah but a short time ago, and ostensibly was a recent convert to Muslimism, if that's what you want to call it.
And I wonder who his handlers, or I'm sorry, who his friends were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that may have put him up to this.
But because of that, Holder was absolutely right. The hate laws would not apply, because we've seen so many instances where the hate laws don't apply to the blacks or the queers or the
aliens. That's a crime. Huh? You just called a homosexual a queer.
That's always that in my book. I give a damn what anybody says. But so Holder was right. These hate laws won't apply to those.
Yeah.
One other thing to set straight on it, they keep talking about recruiters. These two fellas that got shot, now, I'm not downing them in any way, but they had just completed boot camp 2 weeks ago, and they were in visiting the office trying to talk other people into it until they got their assignment out of boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like they were really recruiters. I think there was something else going on with the dark-complected fella and them. I don't know for sure. But the reason also that the hate laws won't apply to anybody in the military regardless is because when you go in the military, you become subject to the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and you forego your constitutionally protected rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that's explained
true.
To you.
That's true.
Okay, I just wanted to set those things straight and tell you sorry for hanging up.
Oh, that's fine. I appreciate it, Jim.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, what I'm opposed to, and I don't go on witch hunts for homosexuals or lesbians or anybody else, and do people have the right to lead the life that they want to lead? Yeah, they do. The thing that I object to is when you sanction it by way of government. That's what I object to. States, special dispensation. That's what I object to. I object to government sanctioning and protection of groups, let's say, because they're being picked on or people are saying bad words. Sticks and stones, you know, you'll break your bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, they're entering into a realm of psychological control. And I have yet to see the federal government handle anything expeditiously, cheaply, or constitutionally. I've yet to see it. So I'm going to put in the hands of the federal government the reign over the airwaves of what I can say and what I can't say. And if people can't take a few lumps because I am telling the truth from my viewpoint, tough noogies. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. The First Amendment, the right of free speech, of my opinion, doesn't restrict me on airwaves, doesn't restrict me on a soapbox if I want to put it on Fifth and Main and get up there and espouse my beliefs on anything. I would probably be required to get a permit to do so. The First Amendment is the First Amendment, and I will exercise that, and I will continue to exercise the First Amendment. Not for any other reason. You know, it cracks me up. I don't use a turn signal in my car when I'm changing lanes or at an intersection. I don't do that because it's a law. I do that because it's something that's afforded to me to make the experience of being out on the road with other people more enjoyable and a little bit more crash-proof, okay? I don't do it because it's a law. I do it out of a common courtesy for my fellow drivers. I don't do it because it's a mandate. I don't do it because it's a law. I do it because I see merit in it, and I practice it. Chris in Canada. Hello, Chris.
Hey, John. Nice to speak to the God of Radio.
Oh, don't elevate me up there.
You got me. You got me a little discombobulated because the conversation is so deep and intense on pretty much every subject of freedom and the like. But Wayne in Canada that just called you.
Mm-hmm. Comrade Wayne.
Comrade Wayne. Yes. Yeah. Yes. If I would be allowed to, I'm going to be a brave soul. And I'm going to give him my email address, if I could, over the air so he could email me, because we need to support one another all across Canada, because we're already in the crap that you guys are trying to avoid.
Understood. Go ahead.
And we need to unite here in Canada, and he's out west. I'm east. Is it possible just briefly to do that?
Go right ahead.
Wayne C. Branscombe, BranScombe, at kajiko.ca.
Okay.
I just say that the once.
I'll tell you what, do that again and do it slowly.
Okay. C. Branscombe, BranScombe, as in Mary, BE, at kajiko.ca.
Kajiko, is that a big thing in Canada?
Yeah, it's like Rogers. I think out west it's Rogers.
Okay, does everybody know how to spell that in Canada? Maybe you better spell
that
out.
Oh, it's C-O-G-E-C-O.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to take a risk on that one. Wow, there's so much. You've got a really good program going on here, eh? There's so much to talk about. I got a question. We were talking about religion. My mother is a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
Mm-hmm.
No, I still love my mom. She professes passivity. She doesn't believe. She thinks that we should just let these bad, evil people harm us because some greater power is going to come down and he's going to take care of it all. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion to her is that isn't that what the bad guys want?
Passivity?
If there is no God,
yeah,
and they want you to believe that there is, doesn't that just give them more wealth, more power, and control over you?
It does, and I've seen a lot of that being practiced as almost a religion in churches down here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go along with a 501c3, that, well, you can't get a little political in there. You can't back certain candidates. You can't say this. You can't say that. You wait till the hate crime legislation is passed, and you wait, and first off, where they already got their hooks in, and that's the churches across this country. You wait and see what happens with these people. They're already, most of the churches here have already knuckled under. They don't want to lose their 501c3, so another mandate coming down the proverbial pike at them is not going to make any difference as long as they can keep collecting their tithes and have it tax-free. They've got to jump through so many hoops right now. What's one more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, well, thank you. I just, you've got such a great show going on. I think I'm just going to sit back and listen.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Chris. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Barry in Arizona, hang on 1 second. We got to take this break. And I ran out of time here. I had stories that I wanted to do, but it's always important to talk to you people because it is live and interactive. That's why they call it talk radio, not just to hear me talk. Hell, I'm tired of hearing myself talk. It's a good thing I don't have to sit around and listen to my own show. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Bernadine Smith sent me a communique, and this came off of LouRockwell.com, the Federal Office of Livability. This is not a joke. James Oberstar, Democrat out of Minnesota, chairman of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, wants to establish a Federal Office of Livability that will tell Americans when they can drive, where they can live, what they can drive, and how they will live. And, of course, this will include a livability czar who will ensure that states and metropolitan areas achieve progress towards national transportation, related greenhouse gas emissions reduction goals. Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood recently said he wants to, and I'm quoting, coerce people out of their cars. Through force, LaHood said, I think we can change people's behavior. LaHood, in fact, is so entirely arrogant, he actually said this at the National Press Club. Some conservative groups are wary of the Livability Communities program, saying it's an example of government intrusion into people's lives. Said the moderator, how do you respond? LaHood's response? About everything we do around here in government is government intrusion in people's lives. So have at it. My response, how do you respond to that? Because government officials reign supreme in LaHood's empowered world, why would anyone dare question their coercion, their violence, and their force? George Will, for one, was considered an ass for questioning LaHood's forced way of life. Will referred to LaHood as Secretary of Behavioral Modification. Barry in Arizona. Hello, Barry.
Hey, John.
Hi.
There's a friend of mine who has been a guest on your show at least a couple times that I know of, and I'd sure like to see him back on, you know, to chime in on some of these issues.
And who might that be?
Mark Stevens.
Okay.
Adventures in Legal Land.
Mm-hmm. He used to be on this network.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there is no doctrine for separation of church and state in American jurisprudence. It just doesn't exist.
Well, it doesn't exist.
Where that came from.
It doesn't exist, but in the minds of the ACLU, it does. In the minds of the politicians, it does. And in the minds of most Americans, it does.
Yeah. I've said, you know, I'm not a Christian.
Yeah.
But I totally believe in having a system of jurisprudence based on the acknowledgement of a supreme being. And where I think they're trying to go with this is that if they can remove any notion of a creator or a supreme being from, you know, government or society or public at large or government buildings or whatever, then they're kind of creating an environment where nobody can claim that their rights aren't given to them by government but by some higher authority.
Barry, you clear thinking agnostic. Yeah. How dare you suggest that, because you, my friend, are exactly right.
Yeah.
Because here's the big power grab. If you have a supreme being that's granting all human beings on the face of the earth rights, a government doesn't establish the rights. God established the rights. So you take the supreme poobah out of the picture. Guess who has the right to regulate the rights? The
right.
State.
Exactly.
There you go. Barry, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. Freedom is the word, folks, and liberty. You may not believe as I believe, but I hope you believe in freedom, and I hope you believe in liberty, and at least the ability to talk. Talk. That's all. Expression of ideas, getting the take on various things. Sounds pretty benign, doesn't it? Sticks and stones? I don't throw sticks or I don't use stones on people, and I don't break nobody's bones. I just give them food for thought. That'll do it for us today. Come back tomorrow, special edition of the National Intel Report with Mr. Robert Chapman, Mr. Robbie Noel, and yours truly, John Stadtmiller. Signing off for today. We will see you tomorrow.
With recent